Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. And welcome to Let's Talk About Love. Happy Wednesday to you, you and you. I'm so happy and delighted that you could join me this evening for time in the Word. It really is. It honestly is my privilege, honor, and blessing to be here with you tonight. You know, it's something very peculiar and strange about the atmosphere. Amen. I've been sensing that for the last, off and on for quite a while, but the last few days, there's really been a shift, and I'm anxious, and I don't mean anxious as far as nervous or worried, but maybe I should change that word. I'm excited to see and hear how God, how he's going to link up his word with what's going on. I really sense strongly in my spirit that something has been released in the atmosphere in a different realm now to hinder and block and stop the people of God. And this is where the Lord is telling us, admonishing us, reminding us, and warning us to gird up the loins of our minds. Because the enemy likes to play mind games. Y'all know that. Amen. So he said, listen, the Lord tells us don't be conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. So that means you can't lose focus. We can't lose heart. Amen. Because right when you're getting close to breakthrough is when the enemy will come in like a flood. Glory to God. But the Spirit of the Lord promised to do what? Lift up a standard against him. And God is faithful to do that, isn't he? Amen. Again, I welcome you to Let's Talk About Love. Listen, I for those of you that may be new to the broadcast, that's what I'm assigned to do. To talk to you and share. I heard somebody just say that. Don't even say that. You don't talk, you be screaming. But anyway, to talk to you, hey, glory to God, to share with you the goodness of our great God. Amen. And to just get let him take us deeper in his word and in his will. And I realize that 30 minutes is really not a lot of time to do that. But every chance that we have, every second that we have, we want to just sow seed. Is that all right? Sow seeds of faith and sow seeds of hope and encouragement and edification and joy and peace and praise and rejoicing and encouragement and push and press. Yeah, we have to encourage one another. Amen. And that's why we are called the body of Christ. We're all connected. We are connected, hey, by the same spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. The same blood is running through our DNA. Now, I'm not talking about playing church folk. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the blood, a blood-brought, blood-washed, born-again believer. We are all connected. Praise God. Now, don't get mixed up with the misconception that, well, we all one in the universe. Ain't no one in the universe. Listen, the Bible says that the world will know us, his peculiar ones, his chosen ones, his select ones, by the love we have one for another. And then the Lord goes further to tell us in 1 John, I believe, or is it 2 John or 3 John, one of the three Johns, amen, where he says, if any man hath not the Spirit of God, he's none of his. Now, that makes a clear dividing line in the distinction. And we're not being discriminatory. This is what the Word of God says. So what is that? That is an admonishment to make sure that you got the real Holy Ghost. You got to make sure. You got to make sure that you're sure, and that you know that the Spirit of God resides in you. What does that mean? I'm not talking just speaking in tongues. That's beautiful. But listen here. You got listen. Don't deny the still small voice when he's talking to you. That's the Holy Ghost. See, to have him is to be one God. Hey, to be one with him, to be in relationship with him, to be intimate with him. And so to have his spirit is Hibabakush, to possess him. There's a song that we used to sing, Jesus is mine, mine, all mine, everywhere I go, everywhere I be, Jesus is mine. It's not to say, when I say possess him, I don't mean that we own him as far as we rule him. That's not what I'm trying to say like that. What I'm saying is that the intimacy and the connection is so deep It's so close. And behold, yes, God, yes. Hallelujah. We are one. My God in the spirit. Yeah, we're one. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you love, when you're in love, you want to submit. Glory to God. When the Holy Ghost speaks, hey, Sheba Boku Sana. That's why we got to have the word down in us. Hallelujah. Without word, you don't have no strength to obey. Without word, you don't have no strength to put your flesh where it belongs, which is in the garbage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Out of the way. Get out of the way, flesh. Holy Ghost is doing something in my life, and I don't have time for foolishness. Praise God. I have to make sure we're hearing tonight. Hallelujah. Because listen, right when you get closest to where God is trying to take you, that's when, that's when your flesh wants to have a parade and a party and a confetti fit. Not up in here. You want to tell your flesh, die. Yeah. Got to talk to yourself sometime. You got to, you got to do that. You got to serve notice who's in charge up in here. Yeah, Jesus is Lord. He is. That's who he is. He's Lord. And then he's challenging me. Come on and tell yourself. He's challenging me. Yeah, Holy Ghost is wooing me. God is calling me to come on up. To stretch out a little further, deeper, into the deep, yeah. And so there's no room for no romper room here. Hallelujah. I appreciated kindergarten. I even appreciated after school. There was my after school teacher, Mrs. McCaskill, Catherine McCaskill, used to give us cookies and milk. I loved it. But I don't want no cookies and milk if it's going to stop me from graduating. Oh, if it's going to keep me from growing up. Forget about it. Give me the Brussels sprouts. Come on up. Bless God. It's time. And in fact, for a lot of us, it's overdue. We got to come on up now. Amen. Let's read. We got a lot of reading to do, all right? Amen. Well, I want you to go to the book of Nehemiah, and we're going to read starting at verse 1 of chapter 1. We're going to read some, okay? Let's read some. Nehemiah chapter 1. Listen to me. Don't listen to me, but listen to the Holy Ghost. Have you ever been, and think about this, about in your childhood, or maybe even in high school, elementary, middle, wherever, even in life right now, but I'm using school as an illustration for a reason. That's what Holy Ghost has given to you, all right? You're in a classroom, and you're serious about your work. You know you got to pass this class. Kobo Shaba. You want to do well. You want to exceed. Or succeed. You want to exceed what you did on the last test. Last test was all right, but it didn't really prove your best of as far as potential. So now that the teacher is teaching new material, you know you got to pay close attention. And as a matter of fact, you have to invest more time in making sure you got your notes down pat. Go home and brush up a little bit on the reading. Come on here. Hallelujah. And here comes some booger, God bless their hearts, in class, unless it's the devil. Well, come on here, all right? Somebody in class, and the enemy will use folk, come on, to distract you, passing notes, smacking gum. You have a piece of cherry. Don't talk to me. I got to pay attention to the teacher. There's too much work that has to be done. Hallelujah. And I'm not repeating this grade for nobody. Is that all right? If you want to stay here year after year after year, semester after semester, romping around in the wilderness, you stay right here. But I got to get up out of here. The master needs my full attention. I can't be distracted. How? Not even by my flesh. After school, I might want to go home and get on the phone and come on, go outside and play. No! We got to go inside and lock the door, get in them books, and study. Make sure we know the material because a test is coming. America, do you hear that? Yeah, we got to buckle down. We got to buckle down as a nation, as the body of Christ, yes, as a people, Rebakandarabos, yes, we have to buckle down as mothers, come on, as wives, husbands, missionaries, come on here, hallelujah, we got to buckle down. Community leaders, activists, whatever it is that you've been assigned to. Oh, test is coming. I already been to. There's more. There are more tests. To whom much is given, much more is required. Now, you can be, come on here, come on now, please. Don't play with this, okay? You can stay mediocre, or you can be an honor student. I know you don't see yourself as such, but can I tell you how Daddy sees you? He sees you as the cream of the crop, the best of the best, the greatest of the great, and he proved it on Calvary. Yes! Don't settle. Amen. Let's go to Nehemiah 1 and verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read what it says here. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hekalah. Okay, to the page. Hakaliah. Amen. And it came to pass in the month Chislow, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Nehemiah had asked a question of his brethren about the state of the holy city, because there had been destruction due to God's judgment against Zedekiah, the king of Babylon. Yes. And so he's asking, what is the state of my people? What's going on back at home? And they said unto me, the remnant, Lord, please help me through here. Oh, God. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. Holy Ghost. Do y'all hear that? Let me read it again. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left there, of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. The remnant is in trouble. I wish I could get a church to pray with me through this part right here. The remnant of God is suffering great affliction. Amen. Let's read it. Not only that, but Jerusalem is broken down. Our safe haven, our place of worship, the holy city, the emblem of our faith, has been destroyed. Let's read it. And it came to pass when I heard these words, and I sat down and wept, and I mourned a certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. I love this. I love this. When Nehemiah saw that there was trouble, immediately he went into the presence of God and began to seek him. How did he do it? Listen to what the Bible says. He wept and he mourned for several days. He made God's kingdom business his priority. He gave God's heart matters precedence over his own cares. Hallelujah. Y'all with me? And he fasted, and he prayed before the God of heaven. He began to seek the Lord. Look at what happened. Hallelujah. And said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant. Would you please take notice of the fact that there weren't 100 people praying with Nehemiah? I wish you would recognize tonight, beloved, that he didn't call a prayer partner. Lord Jesus. Nehemiah was by himself seeking God. I got to tell somebody this tonight. Sometimes God wants you to go it alone. He be your shy. I know we like prayer partners and this, this, brother, would you pray with me? Disagree with me for such and such and such and such. Nothing wrong with that. But there comes a time when God just wants to hear from you by yourself, alone. All right, come on. Hallelujah. I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now day and night. For the children of Israel, thy servants, he was standing in the gap for his kingdom siblings. Hallelujah. Pray ye one for another, Jesus said, right? And confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. Now, you know what I love about Nehemiah? He was humble enough to include himself in the bunch. I like that. He didn't get puffed up and say, Lord, these terrible people, they're just so wicked. Lord, you need to do something about All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. We have dealt very corruptly against thee. Are we not our brother's keeper? Come on, it's not an I. It's we. We are one, what, in the spirit, one in the Lord, right? Okay, supposed to be. And have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee the word that thou commanded thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and I will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Nehemiah gives God back his word. That's how we got to know this book. We have to understand the particulars, the specifics of the contract, of the will. We have to know what we are entitled to, and we have to understand each clause of the agreement. Hallelujah. That's what Daddy has done. He's given us his word to say, if you do this, then I'll do that. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face and come on. He gives us a condition. He's always willing to reason with us. If we would humble ourselves and come to the table and confess that we screwed it up. All right. Hallelujah. So this is what happens. He's giving him back his word. And he said, Lord, you made us a promise that if we did, if we acted up, you were going to scatter us. We understand that this is our punishment. We deserve this here. You're keeping your word. We didn't keep ours. We didn't keep our word. You kept your part of the bargain. But you also gave us a grace clause that if we handed about Shah, hallelujah, if we turned unto you, if we straightened up, that you would keep your covenant with us, that you would gather us so that we wouldn't be homeless. Come on here tonight. Hallelujah. Now these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I like that. Nehemiah said, Lord, these are your servants that ain't complaining in the wilderness and crying for no onions and potato chips. We want to fear your name. We have a desire to serve you. We want to prosper your way. Are we ready now? I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer. Hallelujah. Let's skip over quickly to 2, and we're going to read 19 and 20. But when Sanballat, oh God, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the servant of the Ammonite, and Geshem, the Arabian, heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. I wish you tell yourself that. I'm going to arise and build. I'm going to get up from here, and I'm going to build. Uh-huh. We will arise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. I see that. I want to go there, but we're going to be quiet for a minute. I want to speak to those of you tonight who God has called, hallelujah, to vision. Amen. He has called you to great works. And you don't have to be a pastor. Hallelujah. You don't have to have a title or position. Your assignment may just be to go to the park and pour oil around the park. Y'all don't want to have no real church, but it's all right. Hallelujah. Your assignment and the vision God has given you may be to just go take your car and park under the Brooklyn Bridge. Come on, New York, and pray against the violence and the spirit of murder. Traveling through the waterways. Y'all don't want to talk, but it's all right. Uh-huh. You have to know what God has given you to do, and you have to be committed. I believe that it was David who said, is there not a cause? Uh-huh. When the nation was faced with Goliath, this great giant, uh-huh. There are giants in the land tonight. There are giants all over the land that are trying to intimidate God's people, that are trying to say, no, you can't have, you can't do, you can't say, you can't build, you can't buy, you can't do this, you can't do that. But I want you to know the word of the Lord tonight is arise and get up and build. Huh? Glory be to God. You got to go forth. Huh? You can't afford to quit now. Huh? I know some things have come in the way from the first time that you saw the vision. You done wrote it down. Lord. You done wrote it down and you done put sticky notes and everything else. Wrote down your resources. You got your contacts and all your information. Colors and swatches and samples. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And something came up from some, it seemed like from no, out of nowhere. My God, this discouragement. My God, this wear me out spirit. My God, this despair, this hopelessness. Feeling like you're all by yourself. Nobody really cares about the cause that God has given you. Nobody's interested in your vision. As a matter of fact, then there's some that act like they're really concerned. They'll come around you for a season, but when you need them the most, they're nowhere to be found. Baby, you in good company. Every now and then, the Lord wants you by your solo. He wants you by yourself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible tells us when Nehemiah heard about the trouble back at home, immediately he went into prayer. I believe that Nehemiah had a connection. He had a divine link to the Holy One of Israel. His mind was the mind of Christ. His heart was the heart of God. He knew God's heartbeat. If that's what the Lord is calling us back to, he said, them that know me will be strong and do mighty exploits. Them that know me ain't worried about the crowd. Them that know me will be about my business. They're not going to lose their stride because they know that I've called them to be mighty warriors in my army. Yeah. Nehemiah went alone. He began to seek God and pray. I want you to understand tonight, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who's spoken against the vision. I don't care who tried to kill it. God has released a this time anointing over what it is he's called you to do. What you went through was just a test run. My God, tonight, to see what you was going to do, to teach you what's in you. To teach you how to lean solely on the Lord. That was a test run. So that you can learn who your God really is and what it requires to do the great work he called you to. That was a test run to show you the to show you the ravenous wolves in sheep's clothing. Yeah. That was a test run to teach you how to gird up in prayer and stay girded up. Don't get slack or lazy. That that was a test run to develop a real prayer life. Don't look back now. Learn from your mistake. Get up and build. Get up. Keep on building. Keep going. Listen, the spirit of Sanballat is nasty. The spirit of Tobiah, nasty. That Arabian spirit will devise against you, speak against you. I don't know why I keep hearing about Goliath, but it's the same nature, that demon spirit that will try to intimidate you. Oh, my God, try to make you feel like you're too small, that you can't accomplish what God called you to do. Goliath did that. He kept running his mouth, coming against the Lord, touching his anointed. And David used exactly what he had. Nehemiah used exactly what he had. He had faith. He had weapons of warfare that were not carnal, but mighty through God. He spoke in faith. He decreed what he knew about God. He didn't waver. He stood Sanballat right in the face. And then you coming down today, because I'm not going to stop building. You're going to have to kill me. But I'm going to do what the Lord called me to do. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you got to do, beloved. You got to stand in faith. You got to stand and face that giant. And can I tell you a secret? Hallelujah. Sometimes you're the Sanballat. Somebody hung up just now. Oh! Somebody just disconnected right then. Listen, sometimes you are your own worst enemy. Oh! Sometimes you talk yourself out of the blessing. Sometimes you let the devil use your mouth to discourage you. This will never work. There's no way this is going to happen. I don't have enough of this. I don't have enough of that. Nobody with me. Get out of it. Come on out of that pit. Get up out of there. Out of that self-pity. Come on, shut up. If God said it, what's wrong with you? Come on, come on, come on, Zion. God gave you something to do. Do it. If you got to crawl and do it, do it. Listen, give daddy something to work with. This word is not for those that have built and just keep on building, and you ain't have no issues and no problems. This is for the ones whose vision the enemy tried to snatch and rip up and put in the garbage, never to be seen again. That's who this word is for. I command you in the name of Jesus to arise and build. But Sister Paige, the title of the message is Don't Stop Building. No, because even though you may not have physically been doing something for a season, in your mind, God has been showing you vision upon vision upon vision upon vision. And they say, yes, this is what I have for you, but I need you to go back here. Go back to your first works. Reke Baba Shanda. And this time you shall stand in the face of giants and conquer them. This time you are going to eradicate even your own fears by the power of the Holy Ghost. This time you're going to utilize the anointing like never before. Resheba, in fasting and prayer and consecration, giving me your full and undivided attention in the name of Jesus, so that you may prosper and have good success in Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you for this word. I thank you for quickening our spirits, our hearts, our ears, Yababosha, and our will to do what you've given us to do. Father, I thank you for the spirit of restoration that is seeping all over this airwave. Blanket us even with restoration right now. Let it overflow in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise for victory over every spirit that tries to block, hinder, stop, and abort. In Jesus' name, by the power of his blood, amen. Beloved, listen, that is my time. Gosh, it went by so fast. But listen, I love you all so much. Please do continue to keep me in your prayers. I will put the notes up shortly. Stay encouraged and keep going in God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Don't ever forget it. In Jesus' name, you're in my thoughts and prayers always. I love you. Good night.